Hi, I'm Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis, and I'm recording this while standing in our Creation Museum that recently opened. Hi, I'm Ken Ham. Hi, I'm Ken Ham. Hi, I'm Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis, and hi, I'm Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis, and I'm recording this while standing in our Creation Museum that recently opened. Hi, I'm Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis, and I'm recording this while standing in our Creation Museum that recently opened. But as well as being an Australian, I'm now an American citizen, one who has deeply appreciated the Christian heritage of this great nation. As well as being an Australian, I'm now an American citizen, one who has deeply appreciated the Christian heritage of this great nation. But as we all know, America is not the Christian nation it once was. So we trust the new Creation Museum and the other outreaches of the AOT ministry will be greatly used of the Lord to reach my newly adopted country as we help rebuild the foundation of the authority of God's word and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
There's something dreadful happening in America. There's something dreadful happening in America.
You know what's happening? You think about it. This great nation, years ago, prayer in the schools, Bible reading in the schools, creation in the schools. But you know what's progressively happened generation after generation after generation? But you know what's progressively happened generation after generation after generation? Prayer thrown out, Bible reading's thrown out, creation is thrown out, Ten Commandments thrown out, nativity scenes thrown out. Prayer thrown out, Bible reading's thrown out, creation is thrown out, Ten Commandments thrown out, nativity scenes thrown out, and in public places, progressively the education system in America has thrown Christianity out of the school system. Now they're teaching students, generations of them, you can explain everything, every aspect of life, biology, geology, everything without God. That's the religion of secular humanism, naturalism. We are now teaching a different religion. We didn't throw religion out, we changed the religion. That's what's happened in America.
One of the problems we have today is that people tend to start outside the Bible. Listen to what man is saying and take those ideas to the Bible and say, how do we fit with this Bible? One of the problems we have today is that people tend to start outside the Bible, listen to what man is saying and take those ideas to the Bible and say, how do we fit with this Bible? How do we fit it with the Bible? But we shouldn't do it that way. We shouldn't start from man's ideas. We should start from the Bible, should put in our biblical glasses. And when we understand what the Bible says about the history of the universe, it gives us a whole way of thinking to explain the things of this world. We should put in our biblical glasses, just for an organism to sense light and turn it into electrical impulses. Takes this chemical and this one 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 and this one, page after page after page, all these chemicals, all the right place, all the right concentration, all the right time, just for an organism to sense light and turn it into electrical impulses. Takes this chemical and this one 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 and this one, page after page after page, all these chemicals, all the right place, all the right concentration, all the right time, all the right at the right location, all together. Or it won't work. You know what that's called? A biochemical machine. And you know, for life to work, you've got thousands and thousands of these biochemical machines. In other words, you've got to start with machines. You've got to believe in God. You can't believe in chance random processes, because life has to start with machines. And you know, for life to work, you've got thousands and thousands of these biochemical machines. In other words, you've got to start with machines. You've got to believe in God. You can't believe in chance random processes, because life has to start with machines. You know, I was at a university once and a man jumped up and he said, but the Bible's not a science textbook. I said, you're right, and I'm glad about that, because science textbooks change every year. I'm glad the Bible's not a science textbook. But where the Bible touches on science, can we trust it? Absolutely, because if you can't trust those earthly things, how can you trust the heavenly things that are based in that history? See, for instance, does the Bible talk about geology? Well, it says there was a global flood. Hey, that'd be a geological event, wouldn't it? If there really was such an event, you'd expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. By the way, do you know what you'll find? Billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. Of course, you know, the secular scientists today say, but there's no evidence for a global flood. Where's the evidence for a global flood? I mean, all you find, the billions of dead things buried in rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. We don't see any evidence for a global flood. Hey, you know something? Did you know that public education in America today, by and large, generally speaking, and the media and so on, teach generations of people that there never was a global flood? When I think of the kangaroo, I don't think of evolution. I think of what? Creation. Now, when I think of the kangaroo, I don't think of evolution. I think of what? Creation. And you know what I say to my kids? It's designed to do what it does do. What it does do very well, doesn't it? Don't you think? They think it does. I do too. Hope you do. And you know what I say to my kids? It's designed to do what it does do. What it does do very well, doesn't it? Don't you think? They think it does. I do too. Hope you do. Do you, by the way? I hope so. We have a great time talking about those animals. And here we are with all the dinosaurs and Adam and Eve living happily together. Say, Mr. Ham, how long ago was that? Well, if you add up all the dates in the Bible, it only comes to about 6,000 years. And I'd want to say, Mr. Ham, wait a minute. What about the scientists that say dinosaurs lived millions of years ago? I want to teach you something very special this morning. And I want you to remember this, boys and girls, something you'll never forget. The next time somebody says millions of years ago, I want you politely and nicely to put up your hand and say, excuse me, were you there? Can you remember that? Next time somebody says millions of years ago, what do you say? Oh, you can say it louder than that. Next time somebody says millions of years ago, what do you say? Has any scientist always been there? No. Who's the only one who's always been there? Next time somebody says millions of years ago, what do you say? Oh, you can say it louder than that. Next time somebody says millions of years ago, what do you say? Has any scientist always been there? No. Who's the only one who's always been there? God, who knows everything? So, in a big way, who should you always trust first? Who should you always trust first? Who knows everything? So, in a big way, who should you always trust first? Who should you always trust first? Who should you always trust first? God or the scientist? God, and I want you to remember that.